The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I'm well. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing good, buddy. It's it's good to be out here again on the airways and helping our listeners out here and trying to get them, you know, to come out here. And we always used to say we want to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate with your financial life. And, you know, we come out here and every time the show is on, we'll talk about anything that has to do with their financial lives to see if we can help guide them in the right direction to accomplishing their goals and objectives. And, you know, we really love coming out here and doing it on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we do it, right? We've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, we have. 27 years.
You know, and it's always good, too, when we see positive results. And I don't mean numerically. I mean just people feeling good that they've been helped.
Action being taken,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and when we get feedback, hey, thank you so much, and, you know, you got me motivated, or I did what you said, or I went and did this, it's a good feeling.
You know, Mike, it's been kind of a quiet week or so here in the market. Not a lot economically going on and talking to talk about, so why don't we just get right into content rather than talk about, you know, because it's not a lot for us really to talk about market-wise and economy-wise, right?
Scrap the opening monologue.
Scrap the opening monologue, and let's just get right into it. You know, one of the things that we should talk about is what we kind of alluded to there at the beginning of the show is being motivated when it comes to money and having the motivations and the desires to take some steps necessary to ensure that your financial life is going in the right direction and what you want it to go into, because procrastination is really, it could potentially be a very dangerous thing.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's funny, Doug, because for years on the show, we've been talking about, you know, when it comes to your money, people worry about adverse events, you know, down markets, tax, you know, being taxed. Am I paying too much? But to me, procrastination, you can almost slot it above those as one of the biggest issues or problems you could have with your financial future. You know what I'm saying? Procrastination, it's silent. You know, it's almost like never getting your blood pressure checked and you're walking around with extremely high blood pressure and you don't know it. Yeah, you're getting away with it, but there's a lot of damage being done.
Yeah, there could be, right?
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at procrastination.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the most common causes, and when you think back and if you're honest with yourself, right, we all procrastinate at something at some point in our lives. I mean, it's
sure,
pretty hard to say that you don't. But I think that one of the biggest causes of procrastination is the fear of the unknown. Right? Not like, I'm not going to do that because I really don't know what the outcome's going to be, or I don't know how to go about doing it. So it's that there's some unknown in there. Now, there also could be the procrastination could be because you could procrastinate something that you know what it's going to be like, right? You know it's going to be difficult. You know it's going to be time-consuming. You know it's going to be hard to do. So I think those are the two real reasons that people would procrastinate, is because they do know that something's going to be difficult to do, so they put it off. And the other reason is they put it off because they really don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that's 100%, right? People are afraid. I think anything that you don't know about, you're afraid if you start to do it, you're going to get bogged down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, a menial project at your house, and you want to do something, but then you're like, oh, if I tackle that now, I could end up being here the rest of the afternoon on this beautiful Saturday, and I really don't want that to happen.
Sure.
So I will do that next weekend.
Right.
That's the classic case of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you a very perfect example. This morning, my wife said to me, I have two bags of potting soil in the back of the truck. Can you put those in the backyard for me before you leave today? Well, okay, fine. I knew that to take two bags of potting soil to the backyard is a nothing. Yeah. Now, had she said to me, there's 25 bags of potting soil or whatever it was that she got, I need those taken into the backyard. Can you do that for me this morning? Probably would have been a different outcome.
Sure. 100%, right? You would say, I'm going to do that later on when I'm home from work or after dinner or when I got my lesser clothes on because I may get dirty. There's 1,000 reasons why you would have talked yourself down.
Or what I may have also done was put that chore off onto somebody else.
Right.
Jack, when you get home from school, put the bags of potting soil into the backyard.
Sure.
So I took the difficult task of 25 bags. I let somebody I know that's more than capable to do it.
Right.
Job done. Mama happy?
Yep.
Daddy's happy?
Yep.
Jack got the job done.
Right.
Right. Isn't that true when it comes to anything in your life?
Yeah.
Now, you know I'm going to the financial world.
Yeah.
You know, with this right now, you know where I'm taking this right now, mm-hmm. is, okay, you got a task that maybe you don't understand, or to you, it's overwhelming. Why not turn it over to us? Let us be your jacks and take the potting soil around the back for you.
Yeah, no, Doug, agreed. And that's really, that's like when we talk week in, week out on the show, right? Like, and we talk about people procrastinating, right? So let's keep it focused there. And we say, why do they procrastinate? And we understand the why of it.
Of course,
right?
We do.
You know, when it comes to your financial world. And we understand one of the biggest fears is you don't know, you don't understand, bogging down, and you're worried about hearing about outcomes or results, what may come of this unknown.
Right.
That I think that's, why do people procrastinate in their financial world? ABC right there.
Yeah, and it's problematic. What's also ironic is that over the last couple of weeks, we've been getting, a good number of people calling from the radio show into the office. But inevitably, out of the group of people who call, there's some people who we call back and don't return a telephone call again.
Yeah.
Right? So, they at the moment when they listen to this show, it was a good idea. And in fact, I got a message from somebody last week who said, I've been listening to you for years. I've been putting this off. Procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
Please call me. I would like to come in. And I called a couple of times during the week. No return call. So, they did decide to take action during the show and call in.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what happened after that?
Right.
Back to procrastination.
Right. Yeah. 100%. And so Doug, when we talk about that, those three ABCs of why they procrastinate, you're right. That's what we've been trying to convey. Is you call guys like you and I to help you with this procrastination of tackling the unknown and breaking it down and keeping you. We're not asking you for this to become a full-time job now or anything like that. And it's like, again, all right, let's compare some else. It's like a project in the yard or around the house that you have somebody that you can trust that can come in and do the work and get it done. That's great. I should have done it sooner. All those feelings. But that's a major problem. I mean, that's a major hurdle for people is to get that. We've said it for years. It's that first step is the toughest step.
You know, Mike, we get our literature in and, you know, there's literature that we get folks from, you know, many different investment houses, and to try to help us help you, right? That's one of the things that they do a good job on, is that they try to be the coach's coach, right? So this is how you can help your clients. And some of the biggest investment houses out there, they go and they do research, right? Mm-hmm. They take surveys, they take polls, mm-hmm. They find out information on why people procrastinate, and they find out information about what's most important to people in their financial lives. And then they pass it on to us so that we can help you. And we do know that it's not uncommon at all for us to see procrastination as one of the top things that they find out from people that they're concerned, you know, that bothers them.
Yeah. No, you're right, Doug. They're always doing, you know, studies of, you know, I call it psychology, for lack of better words, financial psychology, and what are people's fears and concerns, right? And it's conveyed, and it comes into published reports and given to us and saying, hey, this is what the typical person, a typical couple, these are their fears and concerns. Here's why they have inactivity in their financial world, you know. And, yeah, it's there. I mean, there's not much to be said. That's why you and I speak of it so much, because,
right.
Because we know it's at the top of the list for people that just refuse to do something with their financial future.
It really is. And, you know, it's an area that we can bring a lot of value to, you know, to people. And, you know, I saw a saying this week, Mike, and it said, you know, try not to be successful, try to be valuable. Right. And that's mm-hmm. what we try to do. We try to be valuable to you guys out mm-hmm. there and bring, you know, a high level of confidence, I guess, for lack of a better word, that you know that when you come in and you sit with us, people are helping you move in the right direction towards your goals and objectives. And, you know, I also think that, well, I know this, right, from what people have told us over the years, is that a lot of times people are hesitant to come in because they feel like they should have this slate of defined, you know, goals in their life. And we've spoken about many, many times on the show here that that's not, you know, sometimes we avoid the word goals because it is, you know, it is a bit overwhelming for a lot of people. If I say to you, what are your goals in life? Well, I don't know.
How about ideas or wants?
Well, right. Exactly. Like, what are your, come on in and talk to us about your ideas or things that you want. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be a definitive goal because it is very hard. Think about it, Mike. Do you know right now, hold that thought. Do you know right now, sitting in this studio right now, doing this show, do you know the day you're going to retire?
No.
You don't?
No.
So how is anybody, like, you're a regular guy. I'm a regular guy. I don't know the day I'm going to retire. But we know that at some point in time, we probably do want to retire.
Sure.
So we know that we have to have a general type of strategy or plan going in that direction. The thing that people get scared of, I think, is they expect us to, and I'm just using this as one example, what's your retirement date? Well, somebody's mm-hmm. not going to turn around and tell us, oh, I know I'm going to retire on April 1st of 2033.
Yeah, you're right. Couple points for you now. First off, you're right. So many people think when they come in to talk about their retirement, they have to have a date. Like, I'm going out, you know, like August 31st to be able to do anything for their retirement.
Right.
Planning, right, which is a misnomer. Two, the word goal, right? Why goal intimidates people? Failure and success.
Yeah.
Win or lose.
Right.
Goals kind of have our goals to win it this year, our goals to win the World Series. You know, failure, success. We did or we didn't. We didn't meet our goal.
Yeah.
Right? People don't want to be put into that game, if
mm-hmm.
you will. Right. Third thing I want to, and I got to go a little bit further back because it jumped into my head. You know, it's amazing about people with procrastinating inactivity. The number one, I think, asset accumulator besides your home is your 401k,
yep.
right? That's where people come and say, I got 400, 500,000 in my 401k. Amazingly enough, how that gets accomplished is, okay, Doug, we're hiring at your new job. Welcome in. Go sit down with human resources. Oh, by the way, we offer a 401k plan. Sign here. We'll take money out of your paycheck or we match. It's an easy signature. It's all part of the formality of checking into the new company.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, presto, somewhere down the road, they have a large windfall of money when they go to retire some
right.
years later. I wonder if they said to the people, there wasn't a 401k, but oh, you need to go invest your money somewhere or sign up, what the failure rate would be.
Oh, it would be enormous.
You get what I'm saying?
It wouldn't even be a failure rate, Mike. It would be an inactivity rate. It would be the procrastination rate would be astronomical.
Can you imagine if it wasn't as easy as go sit down with human resources and sign here and you're part of the you're enrolled in the 401k plan?
Right. And by the way, we're just going to take it out of your paycheck. You have to do nothing further other than show up for work.
There you go. Right. There's the perfect example of where procrastination, or if the person had to go out and say, okay, I have a job now and I need to put money away on my own, how long would it take them, if ever, to do it?
Yeah. And, you know, there's some companies out there that just automatically enroll you in the 401k. You have to say, no, I don't want to be in it.
Hmm.
You know,
good for them.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing to do for the employee, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to push in this direction. You got to push back a little bit to not participate in it. And, you know, and very often there's a match involved there. So it really is, you know, a good setup. So, you know, a lot of times in the past, Mike, we've also spoken about ambition, right? And still being ambitious as we get older in life doesn't mean we can't still be ambitious, you know, and want to do things. That's all part of the equation as well. So I guess we got to circle back kind of on this whole thing. And what we're talking about right now is that we want you to take some action with your financial life. We want you to stop procrastinating. We want you to stop putting it off. We'll do our best to make it as easy for you as it can possibly be. And, you know, there's two simple things that you can do to kind of stop the procrastination. One is pick up the phone and give a call. And the second one is answer or return the call when we call you back. That's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
That's where we can start. It's that simple. So, and I also want to remind you, you know, if you're listening for the first time or a regular listener, is that at the end of this month, Mike and I are going to be no longer for a period of time offering out complimentary consultations. You'll still be able to meet with us, but the complimentary, you know, consultation part of it is going to be gone. There's going to be a cost, you know, to come in. So, you know, you have until the end of this month. Don't procrastinate until the end of the month to pick the phone up and give a call, because you know why? Something will go awry and you'll forget to do it. But, you know, if you want to take advantage of it, pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We have offices in Clark, in Martinsville, in Parsippany, in Manasquan, and in Toms River. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. So do not hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. Anything you want to add here?
No, I think that was a very good segment.
Yep. Okay, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
Up to $26,000 per employee? They call it the 15-minute refund, but it's not a gimmick. It's for business owners who stuck it out during the pandemic. The Employee Retention Tax Credit, or ERTC. But time is running out to get started. Talk to the experts. JWC Advisors at iHeartTaxRefunds.com. Who are they? CPAs who will keep you on the right side of the IRS. So do it the right way. Go to iHeartTaxRefunds.com. That's iHeartTaxRefunds.com.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 1-855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you are investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, I hope that that first segment, you know, where we spoke about, you know, procrastination and avoiding that resonates for people. I really, really, you know, really do. There's, you know, there's just so much out there that we can help people with that, you know, I think there's probably a little something we can do for most people.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, Doug. You're right about that, and they procrastinate, but they have things going on. It's not like
right. It's
like, oh, they've done zero. You know, it's not like they've lived under a rock and mm-hmm. never participated in the financial world or whatever. But it's, you know, it's everything from, you know, investments to taxation to your legal documents. There's so much more to it. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff that, whether you know it or not, you're participating.
Yeah. You're 100% correct. And, you know, what we want to do is continue to get you going down the path. And, you know, one of the things that we do for you, I feel as though we do a whole bunch of things to try to get you off the sidelines and get you a little active, right? And so we'll research the marketplace for things that we can give you and send to you and, you know, things like that. And one of the things that we have here, Mike, is, and we haven't spoken about it in a while, is the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning.
Yeah.
All right. This is a piece that we've gone out and, you know, we research the marketplace all the time for things that we can get into our office that we can send out to you that are very easy to understand, very useful, and, you know, quite practical to get out to you, and easy to read.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, you know, the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning. I mean, if you call in and we're going to have the opportunity to ask for the piece, it's unlike, it's printed, it's high quality piece. You know, it's not even flimsy. It's just,
right.
it's a well put together piece. It's segmented into various topics, right? Informative topics. So it's not like, you know, you're reading Gone with the Wind, okay?
Right.
And it's, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 pages total of again, segmented different topics when it comes to IRA. It's that, I'm going to use the word impressive, quite frankly. You know what I'm saying? I think anybody that's called in the past and got any of our Baby Boomers guide, whether it be to Social Security, IRA, or whatever we've offered through time, knows the quality and the workmanship of it.
Mike, have you ever, it's happened to me, have you ever, after we sent a piece out like this and somebody wanted to come in and sit down with us, has anybody ever brought this piece in with them to you with like highlights or markings or anything on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Sure.
Right? You send this out and all of a sudden somebody comes in and goes, hey, I was reading this, you know, IRA, you know, Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning, and you know, they have the importance of beneficiary form or something, you know, highlighted. Can we go over this? You know, I got a question about that. And that's where this is like, this is a great resource because it gives you bite-sized morsels with enough information in it to understand what they're talking about and to know if you're on the right track or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all there, right? I mean, I don't know if we want to go through it at all, but, you know, it's all there. It's the tax brackets. It's the amount of contributions. It's, you know, all summarized, beneficiaries. It talks about just so many components of the IRA, Roth versus a, you know, a traditional, all that type of stuff. And really, if you're in that world of IRAs and I need to know more, this piece covers it.
Sure. And this also, you know, includes not just IRAs, but also includes information about 401ks and corporate business sponsored retirement plans. So it also covers one of the very important things in here of required minimal distributions, right? Don't forget, at some point in time, the IRS wants you to take money out. In fact, they mandate that you take money you know, out of these. And in our piece here, it still does cover from age 72 forwards, because there are still people who are 74 years old that didn't get the good fortune of waiting to 75, so they still have to take distributions out.
Right.
So if you'd like a copy of this piece, we want to send this out to you. It's called The Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning, and you know, you just need to pick the phone up and give us a call, and the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Just let us know that you'd like a copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning, and we'll send it out to you. You know, Mike, IRAs, retirement accounts, as we speak about all the time, tend to be next to, like we spoke about earlier, tend to homes, real estate, be people's biggest asset. And when it comes time to retire, it's how are we going to make this asset provide income for us is really, you know, we needed to do what we needed it to do while we were, you know, accumulating the money all the years. We accumulated the money in these accounts, and now we need it to do what we needed it to do. And how are we going to make sure it's doing that is a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, you know, when you think about your financial world, right, Doug, it's very, I'm going to say straightforward in that, like, you work, you're paying a mortgage, you want to own your house outright when you retire, you're putting money into a 401k, an IRA for retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the road, it's like, okay, I'm there. I'm at the retirement kind of fork in the road, if you will. And it's like the house is paid for. So that's one of our
hopefully.
Big assets. You know, I'm saying hopefully that's one of our big assets. We have that. That gives us a great sense of security. Now we have this large pot of money. How do we turn it into income stream gold, if you will? How
right.
How do we get that in the mailbox every month? And how do we get it to live, be there for the rest of our lifetime? Is really the trick, and not have to be looking over our shoulder every day. Am I running out of money?
Yeah. You know what, you know, when you think about it, right, the money that people have in their retirement accounts and even in their, whatever they save up, when it comes for, you know, time to retire, there's two sources of income in the world. There's people at work and there's money at work. That's really it, right? I mean, there's no other source of creating income. You either have to go to work and do a job, or you've got to have money someplace that's working for you, that's creating additional money for you. So there's two sources of income. It's people at work or money at work. And when one of them stops, the other one's got to be able to pick up the load, right? So if you are retired and your money at work runs out, you still need money. So you're going to have to go back to work again, right?
Right.
Because there's only two sources of income, people at work or money at work. Or if you decide that you're working right now and you don't want to work anymore, now it's time for your money to work. Now, what that money that you saved up, it has to become basically a printing press of legal U.S. tender for you so that you can live your life. And let's just say for a second that that was the circumstance, Mike, that it actually turned into a machine where it printed money. Well, would you make sure that somebody came and checked on that machine to make sure that it was going to operate properly for as long as you live so that that thing can continue to print the money?
Yeah, would you give it an oil change?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, would
no,
you
I understand.
Would you buy the the warranty on it? Would you make sure that that printing press was going to continue to function? And the answer is, for almost everybody out there listening right now, I'm willing to bet that the answer is, yeah, you're darn right, we would make sure that that thing's taken care of. Well, your retirement money and your other assets are the same. They are really, you know, they're metaphorically like a printing press of, you know, to create dollars for you in retirement time. And what we're telling you is that we're the guys that we want to make sure that that thing keeps working for you as long as you're alive. And then guess what we want to do? We want to pass that generation down, that printing press, that money down to the next generation as tax efficiently as possible and make sure it's in good running condition.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, the money at work piece of your life really helps establish the lifestyle you want and maybe dream of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we all start at the starting line, and that's called work. And we all got to go out and we all do different things. And we all come from different walks of life, but we can all make the argument. We work very, very hard. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of stress there.
Sure.
Right? That's just a common denominator between all of us. But along the way, what you're doing with your money and how your money's working for you, not only before you retire, enhances your lifestyle or gives you that, hey, you know, our money's doing really well. We're doing really well. Money's growing. We have this pot of money. Let's go on that special vacation, or I'm going to take my week from work this year and we're going to go on that nice cruise. Or when you retire, it gets you set up a nice lifestyle mm-hmm. of doing whatever you like. The money at work is all about your lifestyle.
Sure.
I mean, I can make that argument all day long.
Well, it's the reality.
And the example of it is, okay, I work, I don't save, and I squander all my money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling to pay my bills as I go along. I can't retire, or when I retire, I have very little to retire on. How's that lifestyle?
Right. Yeah, it's not what most people, I'm sure, you know, strive for and are looking for to accomplish. They'd like for it to be, you know, the other way. And that's what, you know, to your point, Mike, you know, you go to work when you don't feel good. Sometimes you skip children's events because you have to work. You make sacrifices along the way. And there's going to come a point when you don't want to make sacrifices anymore, right? You want to just do what you want to do and make sure that printing press is there sending money out to you, you know, on a regular basis. It's just like, you know, we've said to people, and you know, we talk about disability insurance from time to time on the show. And one of the examples I like to give is that if you had a goose that laid golden eggs, would you insure the goose? And the answer, I would think, from almost everybody would be like, heck yeah, I'm going to insure that goose. It lays golden eggs.
Yeah.
You know, but you're really the goose who lays a golden egg every time you go to work. And there's so many people out there that don't have disability insurance.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, from our chair, from where we sit, there's nothing better than when we work with people or sit down with people and you see them get over that hump, if you will, and just have that lifestyle any way they want it and relaxed and enjoying it. And I'm not talking about either, you know, lifestyle. I bought 3 Rolls Royces.
But if that's what they want to do, we want to help them do it.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, for the point of just, you know, living comfortably, really, really extremely happy.
Right.
That's to me is beyond rewarding for us.
Yeah, your level of happiness. Now, for some people, Mike, it is, you know, they want to have that high-end car and they want to live that lifestyle. And that's great, right? We've got a lot of, you know, people who have the means to do that, and we help them do that. But at the end of the day, the happiness is going to be generated by, I think, not how much money you have in the bank, but how's the life that you're living? Are you living the life you want to live?
And very little to no stress.
Right. You know, that's what's ideal. So, you know, reminder, folks, we have this Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning that we'd like to send out to you, our compliments. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. It's a great piece. I want to send it out to you guys. And one of the things that it covers in here as well, Mike, is taxation. And, you know, taxation of IRAs, that's such an overlooked thing. And we watch people all the time get overtaxed unnecessarily. And, you know, when we work through the process with people, we pay attention to taxation to try to minimize it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So feel free to pick the phone up and give a call to get the copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to IRA Planning. We want to send it out to you. We're going to hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit about what we've been up to lately with people just like you. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your financial future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, it's to one of our favorite parts of the show is what have you been up to lately? And, you know, go ahead. You can kick it off.
Yeah, you know, you had a great meeting this week, with existing clients and going through, they've just come into some more money from a transaction, you know, that wasn't with us and said, Mike, I want to give you more money. And had a chance to go sit down with them. And their plan, their strategies is hitting on all cylinders in that plenty of income, plenty of assets, living comfortably. So when I sat down here at the office and had to decide, well, what's going to be my advice? What am I going to tell them I see them doing? I had the opportunity to go out with four different ideas. And when I sat down and said, hey, listen, guys, it's going to be up to you today to decide. I'm going to give you four different ideas that could all be part addition to your plan. And you're going to sit and tell me what you would really like to do. And I did say, though, Doug, that one of the ideas I am going to push for, and I think it's a terrific idea, I said, I think you should put a considerable sum of money into your granddaughter's 529 plan. And they immediately said, we agree. We're delinquent on it. We haven't been doing it. Kind of the, you know, life's going by and not sitting down and adding to the account. And they were like, that's a given. And then we talked through three other ideas and said, this would do this for you, this would do that for you, and so forth. What do you prefer? And to me, that was just an unbelievably successful meeting, because to sit down with people who've taken the advice, who've worked, who went through working into retirement and all the transition process, and to be at that point, what more could you ask for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It yes. Was just,
and they were very relieved, very happy. Always good to see you and hear these things. mm-hmm. because they get you get caught up in life.
Right.
And stress starts, you know, you start thinking of things and different things going on in life. And to get refocused financially and to do all that, I thought was just absolutely terrific. So I had to share it because it was just an absolutely great meeting.
And that's a great story. Yeah, it really, really is, you know. And it's those are the ones that, you know, you really love. You know, I always say, and you know this listening on the show here, that one of my favorite things that we do in here is, come on, what is it? Finish your water. Go ahead.
Call me with a mouthful of water.
Yep. Sorry about that.
No.
What's one of my favorite things that we do here?
Oh, is sending the 529, the college planning money out for the college.
Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, you see and you look at the statement and you say, okay, you know, here's the money. It's what do you need? We'll send it to the institution. Boom. It's just like, I don't know. To me, I love when people, you know, even if they can't prepare for all of their kids' costs for college education, I like when they do something and, you know, and we have it there and we can send it out to
Doug,
them.
Doug, if I can share, because you know the story, one of my best friends who was one of my original clients when I started out a very long time ago, when he had children, started doing the 529 thing.
Yep.
And his daughter just graduated in May and funds came from the 529 plan. We graduated two children out. You know what I'm saying? And he likes to say to me, how much do I have? Like, give me a run on all my numbers of what do I have? And I give him the number. And I also tell him, plus we have two graduations under our belt.
Right.
Because that's where the money came from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's on paper as, oh, I have X. And he gets it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's the 529, the college money. It's always a thrill. We have so many grandparents.
Yeah.
That do it, you know, and that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. That's always special.
Really, really is. You know, Mike, I had a meeting this week with a longtime client, very, very long time, probably, I don't know, but probably 24, 25 years, you know, long time client. And she's now retired and came in and sitting down. And she said, I have a check to give you, you know, to invest. And I said, okay, you know, how much was it? And in this circumstance, it was $30,000. And I said to her, where'd you get the 30 grand from? And she said, well, it's, you know, it's building up in, you know, my checking account. I have too much money coming in every month. It's building up. And I said, okay with you if we stop sending you this distribution that we set you up with right when you retired? I mean, you're getting too much money. But this is a perfect example, Mike, where she was paying too much in taxes, right? Because she was taking money out of her IRA that we set up for her when she retired because there was income uncertainty, right? She didn't know how she was going to feel about it. So we set it up and she started getting monthly, you know, distributions from the IRAs to supplement her Social Security. And, you know, she has a small pension. And at the end of the day, it's too much money, you know, coming in. So she was paying unnecessarily paying some taxes each time out there. And so, you know, when I explained that to her, you know, at first she's like, nah, just let it keep coming in. And I said, no, it's kind of silly if we do it that way. Let me explain to you why. And I said to her, so if you'd like to, if it's going to make you feel more comfortable, don't invest this $30,000. All right. Keep it in your savings account. Because one of the reasons that she was felt comfortable of giving it back is because she felt like it was going to build back up again because I was going to keep sending her taxable money out. So, you know, she said, oh, I didn't think about that. I said, so, you know, why don't you take this and put it back into your savings account? Let's have that little nest egg there. Let's stop sending money out of the account on a monthly basis because it's not needed. It's not necessary. You're paying taxes on it. And she was just like, you know, so thankful to come in and sit down and go over that. And it all made all the sense in the world. So it's just.
I want to interrupt you for a second. By the way, the folks that have their retirement incomes turned on and they're getting their money, it's not only just being able to cover their monthly lifestyle. I always find that when the clients can save money too, that just makes them extra excited because you know why? They're used to that. They've saved their whole lives and they feel like, look at this. I'm retired, and I'm still saving.
Right. Okay?
Even though the money's come from other investments to the checkbook to the savings account, but they still feel good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, so that was a great, you know, a great meeting. And now, you know, she's going to stop taking the money out on a monthly basis. And, you know, until the good old IRS tells her she has to take it out. She's not there yet. She doesn't have to take it out yet. So that was a great meeting, you know, to have. Another meeting that we spent a lot of time talking about at the beginning of the year, Mike, we haven't spent much time over the last, you know, month or two talking about, is that there was somebody who came in, a new client, who had money sitting in the bank and, you know, isn't interested in any sort of, you know, investment vehicle that can fluctuate in value, just wanted to get a better interest rate on their money, you know. And that was, you know, they came in and sat down and, you know, we provided them with some options to take a look at to get better interest rates on their money. There are good fixed rate options out there for people right now, no doubt about it, that are, you know, different alternatives than just your traditional bank.
Yeah. You know, the rates certainly ran up over the last year, and right now they are certainly maintaining at this moment, you know, of a quality rate that we're able to ascertain for people. So, yeah, it's been a good time. Hey, Doug, you just want to bring up to you also what have you been up to lately, and I know you'll appreciate this. One of the toughest things that you and I go through with either possible new clients, existing clients, whatever, is two areas. One is paying down debt, paying off the mortgage. I always find, when I say confrontation, not in an angry way, but kind of a, you know, I get some resistance there of when I say, okay, you have X, you should pay this down. And the other one is sometimes giving Social Security advice, like, oh, maybe you should turn it on now or whatever, when they have something else or somebody put something in their head.
Right.
Either way, don't turn it on, turn it on, whatever the case may be. And I always find those are two topics that there's some preconceived notions out there from water cooler advice that somebody got into their head. And when I start offering my opinion, telling them what they have to do, I always have to remind them, I don't make anything from you paying off your debt.
Right.
And I don't work for Social Security.
Right.
And that kind of freezes them. And that the light bulb kind of goes on. It's like, wait, you could see them all saying, I better think about what he's saying, you know? And it's just,
you know, very often, let me interrupt you for a second here, Mike. And, you know, especially when it comes to retiring debt, right? We're pretty much, we're anti-debt guys, right? We don't want you carrying debt, especially if you don't need to carry debt. Like my grandmother always used to tell me, people who understand interest earn it and people who don't pay it, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, very often we'll even tell people to take money out of accounts that they have with us, right? Take money away from us.
Mm-hmm.
To pay off this debt. And sometimes people are like, really? And we're like, yeah, I want you to take this money and I want you to pay off their credit card. And, you know, sometimes they're like, well, why? And I'm like, well, first of all, is I probably can't get you a rate of return on this money that is anywhere near the interest rate that you're paying on that credit card, right? And what is the greatest cause of or reliever of financial stress at retirement time, Michael?
No mortgage.
Cash flow, right?
Yeah.
How much money's coming through the door each month? And if you've got, you know, if let's just say you've, I'm making up numbers here. Right. Let's say you've got $120,000 in the bank,
right,
but you have a $1,500 mortgage payment. Okay? And you have $120,000, and you've got, I don't know, I'll make up a number, $70,000, you know, left on your mortgage balance. That 120 is not going to provide you with that income to, you know, to pay that off. It's just not, right?
Yeah.
There's just no place you can put it to give you that income. So, but now when you're going to calculate how much money do I need to retire, and you say whatever it is plus $1,500 because you've got 8 years left on the mortgage.
Right.
Right now you're like, oh, I can't retire. I don't have enough money. But what if you don't have the mortgage payment anymore? Oh, well, then I can. Okay. Then can we get rid of the mortgage, please?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just...
You know, it's funny, though, Doug, if, as I like to call it, the man on the street. If you walk down the street with the microphone we're holding right now and walked up to people and said, Should you repay off your mortgage? Most people would say, "Oh no, you lose your tax. You lose your tax deduction." That I hear that
right.
9 out of 10 times.
And you know what people fail to realize is that when you're getting to the end, that mortgages are front end loaded with interest. So once you're getting past a certain point, your tax deductibility, if you can even do it, is negligible.
Plus,
and there's so many people now who don't even if they tried to deduct their mortgage interest, the standard deduction is still better than using the mortgage interest.
Thank you. There's people out there that think right now that they're writing off their mortgage interest and they don't even realize their accountant's taking the standard deduction.
Right. Right. Maybe they paid $10,000 of mortgage interest last year, but at the end of the, you know, it's a married couple. At the end of the day, you know, what's a married couple get? $12,000 each, $24,000?
No, it's like $26,000 or
$27,000. All right, $26,000, $27,000 of standard deduction. Well, all right, well, we're not going to just put this to the side. And you're right. People don't understand that anymore.
Yeah. But these are the little things when we sit down and we have these discussions of, you know, well, why are you still carrying a mortgage? You know, this, mm-hmm. you know, and people kind of get a little, the reason why I bring it up is I see it as a mistake and people get defensive.
Sometimes.
You know.
Sometimes. All right, let's hop to a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap it up. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, I know we talk about the fact that we love doing this show on a regular basis, and we really, really do. And we really are sincere when we, you know, when we ask you to reach out to us. Yes, listen, do we hope that when you reach out to us that you like us and that you want to do business with us? Of course we do. There's no doubt. I'm not hiding that, you know, from anybody. We certainly hope that that's the case. But listen, if you come in and we're not for you, that's fine too. There's been plenty of people where, you know, we've said to them, listen, you're on a good track right now. You're already doing what you need to do. So keep doing what you need to do.
Yeah, no, happens all the time, you know, Doug. And by the way, even when you do come in and you have various parts, chances are there's a good number of parts that are just fine. You know, they don't need to be touched. They don't need to be fixed, you know, that type of thing. So I think that has to be understood, like you say, you know.
Right.
You know, Doug, people come in. I think You know, it's amazing. We enjoy doing the show, but I think what we enjoy more is when we see the results.
Right.
When we meet somebody and they come in and they're relieved, and I've been procrastinating forever, and I'm glad I finally did this. Had somebody recently say to me, it was first time, I mean, I don't want to say first time, just this comment so long. You know what? You sound like a really nice guy on the radio. and he goes, but you're even nicer in person.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, thank you. That really means, and I know when you say maybe
right.
I was handling the case. He meant you. He meant, you know, our
right.
team and how we do things. And I'm like, wow, that was really, really, you know, I left that appointment going, wow, that was really, really nice of him to say, you know, about us.
Yeah, which, yeah. You know, definitely. Yeah. Listen, we try to emphasize, and we've spoken about it. Folks, I'm telling you, Mike and I are two regular guys just like you are. We just happen to be really good at the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. It's our thing, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're regular guys. You know, we watch sports. We rake our leaves. We shovel our snow. You know, it's coach youth sports. Like, we're just regular guys who are good at this.
You know, Doug, I look at myself as a person that I know what I know and what I don't know.
Right.
I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like to recognize that. And one area I always say, that because it comes up with family and friends, medical advice. You hear so many people, you know what that is? You know what you need to do? You know what comes out of my mouth?
Right.
I never got my medical degree. I'd see a doctor.
Right.
You know, because I'm smart enough not to say, oh, Doug, don't worry about those headaches you're getting every day. You know what that is? It's this.
Right.
How do I know?
Right. Exactly. So, folks, we want to remind you before we wrap up the show that at the end of this month, we're going to be putting the brakes on the complimentary consultation, for a while. So if you want to come in and have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation, pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We have offices in Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany, meeting facility in Manasquan, office in Toms River. We're old school. We'll come and meet you at your house if you'd like. We're new school. We'll have a video, a Zoom appointment if you like. Whatever's easiest for you. We're here to help, but you need to pick the phone up and give a call. Anything you want to add, Michael?
I'm good for this week, Doug.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.